Thanks again for listening, and join us in building up the kingdom by sharing Pod Apostle with a friend.
So as is obvious by now, I hope, based on the commentator's words a few minutes ago, and then the readings, and also just your knowledge of the church and the celebrations tonight, we celebrate the Mass of the Last Supper. And so we celebrate tonight the Mass of the Last Supper, and with it, the gift of the Holy Eucharist. When the Holy Eucharist was instituted, and also the gift of the priesthood, as the Holy Eucharist was to be perpetuated through history. And in some respects, the gift of the church, the body of Christ, because it is the new covenant in the blood of Jesus that we celebrate in the Holy Eucharist. And so the Eucharist, the priesthood, the new covenant, the New Testament, a new family, a new hope. Now the Eucharist. I'm going to tell a little story that many of you are familiar with, maybe not all of you, but hopefully you know enough that as I tell the story, you'll be familiar with it. After Jesus was crucified, after he was dead, buried in the tomb, on the first Sunday, he rose from the dead, and he's walking to the town of Emmaus. You've heard this story. And he's walking to the town of Emmaus, and he begins to have a conversation with two of his disciples. And as he speaks to them, it is Jesus Christ. It is the incarnate God. It is the Lord. And he's walking next to them, and he's talking to them, and they don't recognize him. And he's speaking the truth to them, and their hearts are beginning to burn with this realization that God is, or that this man is speaking in a way that is just drawing our heart up. Well, the story goes, they never do recognize him until he sits down with them. And they pray, stay with us. And then he takes the bread, he blesses the bread, he breaks the bread. And in a moment, their eyes are open and they recognize that it's Jesus. And then in that moment that they recognize that it's Jesus, those of you know the story, what happens? He disappears. And what are they left with? They're left with the bread. But it's not the bread. What is it? It's the Eucharist. That's the second Mass that was ever celebrated. The first was the Last Supper, when Jesus said, "This is my body, and this is the chalice of the new covenant." You know, I want to tell you all, and I know I'm speaking to the choir for the most part, and those people that are in the RCIA class, most of them remember me using that story as part of my lesson that I taught on the Eucharist. It's good to hear it again, though. Jesus was there. Jesus in humility, and he wasn't recognized. Jesus will be here on the altar in just a few minutes from now, in humility. Jesus, when he walked the earth, Jesus before he was crucified, before he died, when he was the rabbi from Nazareth, when he was this leader of this band of 12 with a bigger group, some people honored him and some people didn't. Some people denied him and some people didn't. Some people understood him and some people didn't. Some people worshiped him and some people didn't. It's the same today, because Christ is still present with us. Mother Teresa, and you know, Mother Teresa was a very rich contemporary of me and my journey to the priesthood. So I remember her well, but I know her life is getting to be a few years ago now. But Mother Teresa would speak about the Eucharist, and she would say this to Catholic teachers and pastors and anybody that would listen. Get your kids, get the young people in front of the Blessed Sacrament, and Jesus will speak to them. I say, you all, get in front of the Blessed Sacrament, and Jesus will speak to you. Come and be present to him, and he will be present to you. Tonight, after Mass, we usually process over to the old church, but we're not going to process over there tonight just because the wind is blowing so hard and it's so nasty. We're just going to process around the church, and we're going to put the Blessed Sacrament in this tabernacle, and the church will be open until midnight. And it's the Garden of Gethsemane, because it's the Last Supper tonight. That's what we're celebrating, right? The Last Supper. And Jesus goes out from the Last Supper into the Garden of Gethsemane, and there he prays until something happens. He prays until something happens. And what happens? Somebody shows up. Somebody who had his feet washed. Somebody who Jesus loved. Somebody who Jesus ordained a priest. Who showed up? Until Judas shows up. So we're going to stay here with him, or those of you that choose to stay. Maybe you'll stay for an hour. Maybe you'll stay for 5 minutes. Maybe you'll go home and have some supper and come back. But we'll be here till midnight in the garden as we enter into the Triduum. So we had the Last Supper, and something else that happened at the Last Supper, getting my events of the Last Supper a little bit out of order here, but something that happened at the Last Supper was that he did wash their feet, didn't he? He washed their feet. And I have to say that in my own personal reflections over the past year, the washing of the feet has become a staple of my prayer life. And the reason that it's a staple of my prayer life is because I pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy frequently. And as I pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, I try to meditate on our Lord's passion, on his suffering. And one of the things that really kind of strikes me as profoundly important in the life of our Lord is the Last Supper, and particularly the washing of the feet, and particularly the washing of somebody's feet that's part of his passion. Whose feet am I thinking of? I'm thinking of Judas. And I just imagine Jesus kneeling at this man's feet, washing them, knowing that he's going to betray him, knowing that he's going to sell him for 30 pieces of silver. And I think, you know, how heartbreaking that is. One of his close friends. I mean, to be betrayed is one thing, to be sold by your best friend. And I think about that. And why is it that I've been thinking about that a lot in the last year? Because of all the horrible news about the priesthood. See, we're here to celebrate the priesthood tonight. We're here to rejoice in this greatest gift. And it is a great gift. It's an incalculably great gift. And you know, the greatness of the gift makes it part of the reason that it's attacked. And it's not just the priesthood, it's the Eucharist as well. We're here tonight to renew our faith in Jesus Christ present in the Eucharist. It's the greatest gift you'll ever get. Ever. And if you ever know the value, the power, and the depth, and the richness of the gift of the Eucharist, you can't leave. See, that's what makes bad priests so bad. I'm going to wrap up with a story. Maybe I'll wrap up with a story from the life of John Paul II. John Paul II was made the Pope at a young age. And when he was made the Pope, it was a surprise to many people, most people. And then someone came looking for the new Pope. And they went to find him, and he was nowhere to be found. His secretary was there, and there were some other people, and this Vatican official, somebody that needed to see the Pope. And so they sent some people off to find him, and they look in his apartment, and they look here, and they look there, and they look in the office, and they go to the cafeteria, and they go to all the places that the Pope might be, and they can't find him anywhere. And so they come back, and the person that knows him well, they said, "Where do you think he is?" And they said, "Did you look in the chapel?" And they said, "Yeah, we looked in the chapel." They said, "Go look again." And they went and they turned the light on this time. And they found him laying face down before the tabernacle, praying in the presence of our Lord. This gift to the church, the Holy Eucharist and the priesthood, our faith, we come here to celebrate, to thank God for, and yes, to go out into the garden and in some respects suffer with as we anticipate Good Friday and then the joy of the resurrection on Easter Sunday.